you mentioned bride and groom. What do you usually call the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding? What's the usual term people usually call him?
The best man at it.
You ever heard anybody, especially when you were a kid, call him anything different than a best man? Did you ever hear anybody call him a waiter?
No, I don't believe I have.
What did they usually call the woman who stands up with the bride?
Well, the bridesmaid.
And let's see, a woman who's lost her husband, you call her?
A widow.
Now, let's see. Say that the woman's husband was not dead, but he had just left her, is there any name that you would call her then? What would be the term for that?
Don't they call them grass widows?
I think so. And let's see. The man whose son I am would be my what? If I'm his son, he would be my what?
Father.
How do people usually? How did your children? How did they usually refer to their husband? Did they call him father, or what name did they use to call him?
They used to do what now?
Now, what name would your children have used to call your father? Would they call him father, or would they have
called him daddy?
Daddy. And let's see. If he was my father, then the woman he's married to would be my what?
The mother's stepmother.
And what did your children usually call you? They call you mother, or?
My children call me mama and mother, and the grandchildren called me mama.
I was going to ask you that too. Do you know how your grandchildren would refer to, or how do children around here, little kids, usually refer to their grandfathers? What do they call him, them usually?
Well, they call him granddad and granny. That's used more than.
And the mother.
Now sometimes if the grandmother's little, they call her little mama. And you know, just different things like that.
Have you ever heard of grandfathers called Big Daddy and stuff like that?
Yes.
That's pretty frequent where I come from. And the mother and father's together, or the child's what? You call them child's?
Mother and dad.
Mm-hmm. Or the term for both of them together, maybe. These are my what? These are not my grandparents, they're my
parents.
And you have any special term for, you know, sometimes when kids or children are little babies and they have a name, that a kind of a nickname that's just used in the family, a little kind of a pet name or something like that. Do you have any special name for that?
Oh, no, but if you ever start something like that, why, it goes with you. Now, one of my oldest daughter couldn't say Evelyn for a long time, and she got to saying sister. And do you know she's in her 50s and people that know her still call her sister?
You're right.
It goes right on and on. It don't seem like it don't die away.
Is that true? My grandfather and father both named Guy, too. So in the family, they call me Little Guy. And after I'm grown, it's still Little Guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than either one of them, but it's still Little Guy. And I will be till
they call you Little Guy.
And I'm a good, you know, couple of inches taller than my grandfather and heavier than both of them, but I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
What's the term that people usually use? You know, the thing you put the baby in and kind of like it's on wheels and the baby will lie down. You know. What do they usually call that? The thing, you know, it's a thing on wheels and you put the baby in and he lies down.